Happy ending for the Tigers here today, and with me, Mary Holmberg. Mary Holmberg, your thoughts right now?
Oofta. It was like, keep battling. Haley had control of that game with her pitches, yeah. And Sam. They did a great job. Our defense really came through. They were focused, and we just knew if we could get a runner on base and get that person to second, you know, and it was just like sometimes things just don't work out the way we want them to. I really had hoped that it was a 2-1 game when Haley hit that hard hit double, and then we didn't get her to score. And that was like, now we got to keep battling.
Yeah.
And so they did a great job. The kids, like Harmony, had struggled all day hitting the ball. And you know, was this her third at bat or fourth, maybe, that she faced her?
Yeah, this would been her fifth at bat.
So it was her fifth at bat, so I knew that Harmony could, you know, get the bat on the ball. And, you know, we tried with Leah, it didn't matter if we squeezed or if we hit, we had to run. Maya had to run, you know, so we just finally outlasted them to get that. Yep. 2-1.
2-1 the final.
Second run in 9 innings. So, I mean, we've had a lot of walk-offs, but this one is sweet.
Yeah, this one is special. Last 3 games at this complex, all extra inning games. 3 games now, 33 innings, Mary Holmberg.
I know. And, you know, it shows a lot of the kids and how they battle. And of these 5 seniors, how they have come here and they've battled. Haley and Nora and Jade. And now I'm going to forget people because I'm not thinking. Ryla, and I got one more. See, I told you I shouldn't be even. I got Jade and Nora and Haley and Ryla. And I got one more here. Addison.
Yeah, Addison.
In right field. God, I'm going all the way around. But they just were solid on defense. We made some really nice catches in the outfield. Leah Berlinger made that nice one where she had to go back, and Brenna covered a lot of ground. So I'm really happy with how things turned out, and finally it went our way, and we got a base hit when we needed it.
Now you can pack up bags and go home, or you'll probably watch some action here today.
Well, you know, I think on the website, I think we'll face Pipestone, won't we? We'll face Jackson County on Tuesday.
Jackson County Central in the semi on Tuesday. They were 15-0 winners over New London Spicer.
Yep. So we got to plan ahead now and be ready for that. And the kids are ready. They're focused. It means a lot to them. Means a lot to us. Yeah. They've worked hard all year. You know, they've come in the mornings and they've hit. We beefed up our schedule with Holly and DGF and going to St. Cloud for Cathedral and Holly again in Belle Plaine. So I just got to hand these kids a lot of credit. They worked really hard, and we got to keep going.
Yeah, you mentioned to me before the game how nice it's been to have these two pitchers the past 4 years.
Absolutely. Haley and Nora, they have worked so hard. They've taken time to take individual lessons from when they were younger, and they have worked to just, and their parents too. I mean, Mike Kill and Jeff Boyle have come in and caught an awful lot of balls in their lifetime, and a lot of credit to them. And, you know, I've been blessed with these kids and blessed with their parents, and we're going to keep it going.
Yeah, and in, you know, this tournament action and talking to Litchfield's coach, Nicholas, there, he brought this point up in that he's very envious of the Morris summer program. And a lot of foundation is laid in that summer program, is it not?
Yep, and we have a great softball association, and those kids are out traveling starting at an early elementary age, and then Tuesday nights through Community Ed and Tony Reimers. We have Tuesday nights where everybody can come and play, and Coach Ashy and I coach the junior high kids all summer, and we let the high school kids do their own thing, but at least we get to see the junior high kids, and we get to lay the foundation, and Morris community has been great when it comes to softball. Yeah.
So is this one better than the 700th?
Yes.
No doubt about it.
Yes, Randy, this one is better than the 700th. You know what? You don't do 700 wins by yourself.
No.
It starts with George Graff, Janelle Bright, Mary Ashy. All right? Those people have been my assistants. All right. Mary's been here 20 some years. And, you know, she's put in a lot of time. Yes, she has Maya playing right now, but she has put in countless hours. Tony's volunteering, helping us out. We got Bobby Culbertson helping us out. Mike White at the ninth grade spot. And it all, you got to all work together, and I just am very happy and blessed,
you know,
with the people.
I remember those high school games with Mary and doing Tony's, too.
Oh, yeah.
Back
I'm
in
sure
the day.
You do, Randy. You do. Yeah. You've been at all of them, so.
So, all right. Again, Mary, congratulations. Thank you very much for joining us. And, hey, we'll all be right. back on Tuesday. Enjoy
Shout
the long weekend.
Shout out to Dee Dee Weebly. We're going to keep going, Dee Dee.
The all-star Dee Dee, back at the studio.
Dee Dee, the all-star Hall of Famer back at the studio who could hit the ball and throw like a rocket.
There you go. All right. She mentioned that before the game, too. Thanks, Mary. All right. And so the final here today, Tigers win it. Two runs, five hits, one error, nine left on base. And for Pipestone today, they have one run, seven hits, two errors. They leave five on the base. Haley Kill gets the win here today. Haley striking out 13 batters on the day. And a hard luck loss, really, case of Doughty. She goes into the ninth inning, giving up two runs on the five hits. And the RBI winner to Harmony Coverdale at the plate. Harmony, 1-for-5 with an RBI. Maya Lou Ashe, 1-for-3 with an RBI here today for the Tigers. Tigers win it. Three straight extra inning games at the Marshall Complex. This one goes the Tigers' way, 2-1 over Pipestone. So they'll be back 5 o'clock Tuesday night, and that'll be the semifinal game against the number 2-ranked team of the state, Jackson County Central, a repeat of last year's doubleheader for the Tigers here at the Marshall Complex. So we'll do be back on Tuesday night, 5 o'clock with the start on that one. Tigers win it, defeat Pipestone 2-1. Well, many, many thanks to you folks for tuning in and hanging on this afternoon. Got to bring you a classic. Many thanks to our sponsors. Thank you for bringing this to the airwaves. And as always, thank you to our Hall of Famer back at the studios, Dee Dee Weebly. Thank you so very, very much. For KMRS, KKOK Sports, I'm Randy Bannick. Let's send you back to the Hall of Famer, Dee Dee. Take it away.
Thanks a lot, Randy.
Dee Dee, take it away.
Thanks a lot, Randy. It's always a fantastic job. Randy Bannick covering girls' softball action. We'll have him probably again on Tuesday. Get ready for baseball on Tuesday also when the Tigers will take on Minnewaska again. First round of three AA boys baseball. But girls' softball today. Tigers win 2-1 in nine innings, and they take on Jackson County Central, who defeated New Line and Spicer 15-0.